Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. It's the DJV show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen will be along momentarily. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. Woo! Phil McGeehan. We've got the whole crew. We're just missing one, and that is Dougie, but he'll be here in just a few moments. He's broadcasting off-site at the, what is it, Victoria? The Farm Broadcasters Convention? Is that what it is?
I believe so, yeah. I believe
yeah,
that's where
so
he is.
That's why it's been a little strange the last couple of days, but we'll get that connection all fixed up, and he'll be here in just a few moments. But, well, I guess we should maybe start with some updates in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Yesterday was day two of jury deliberations, and this was an interesting one. So the jury asked for the ability to rewatch or to see some videos. And so they didn't know if they could do it by themselves or if they had to do it in the courtroom. And so they came back to ask the judge. The judge suggested that they do it in the courtroom. But this is when the latest little scandal broke out between the prosecution and the defense. And according to reports, the defense is now asking for a mistrial for a second time because the prosecution apparently had a drone video they didn't release to the defense during discovery. So a lot of this has to do with the videos and watching whether or not Kyle Rittenhouse retreated as he said he did and had his, you know, kind of had his hands up in like a prone position as these three men that he is accused of shooting two of them, killing, were coming at him. This new drone video, I guess, is in high definition, where the last one that they watched all together in the court was kind of a grainy, pulled-out version. And so now the prosecution says, yeah, watch this latest video. And the defense says, well, wait a second. We've never seen this video before. And they've now asked the judge for a mistrial without prejudice. And that was part of the hearings yesterday. Of course, not in front of the jury. But Victoria, what I learned, and it's really interesting to figure this stuff out legally, is that now that the defense has asked for two mistrials, the judge doesn't have to rule on that immediately. They usually wait until the jury comes back. If the jury comes back with a not guilty verdict, they leave it alone. If the jury comes back with a guilty verdict, and then the judge considers the defense's request for a mistrial twice now, once with prejudice, once without, it's possible that if they come back with a guilty verdict on any of the charges, the judge could then declare a mistrial. Is that crazy?
That is.
It is.
That is absolutely crazy. And I was watching news earlier too, and the media is still calling it racially motivated.
I know. I know. And this is one of the things that gets me. It's like nobody needs to prop this up for what it is. It wasn't good. No matter what happened, this was not a great thing that went on. We don't need to make it sound worse than what it really was. And you've got all of these people who are standing in front of the courthouse with signs about racial injustice. And it makes you wonder if they even know what's going on the inside.
Well, I think that, I mean, overall, the reason that Kyle Rittenhouse was there, it was because of, I mean, there was a lot of civil and racial unrest at that time. And so I get that the overall reason why we're even talking about him or talking about other people who've been shot is no one should have been there. So I do think that this still, I can see both sides of this. I can see that, you know, on the one side that people believe that this was racially motivated, that he was there to, you know, protect property from looting, which is basically like.
But then why didn't he shoot black people?
Well, I'm not saying that he wasn't there, that if he hadn't been attacked by these people, maybe he would have. I don't know. And that's not what the trial is about. It's not speculating what he would have done. But I can see the larger issue of it was racial. So I see that. But to keep hammering it away that this is a racial trial is stupid. That's just not accurate.
It's a lie, and the media has been doing it for a long time. And Biden has been saying this kid was a white supremacist. We don't know about that. And it's possible that the Rittenhouse family, can sue for defamation. We talked about that kid from Covington High School that was depicted as someone who was trying to go after a Native American, and that was totally reflected in the wrong way by the news media. That kid sued, and he got like $200 million from media outlets because they tried to show him as somebody who was trying to be some sort of racist against Native American groups. I think we just don't need the heat right now. And if something is not racially motivated or charged, I think it's really, really irresponsible to continue saying that, especially when the people that were shot and killed by Kyle Rittenhouse are on camera saying the N-word, screaming it in Kyle Rittenhouse's face as he pulls the trigger. So it seems that, and this, you know, a life is a life in the eyes of the law. But it just seems like the weirdest overplaying of cards that I think I have, one of them anyway, that I've seen by the news media, because it just doesn't make any sense. It's like we're living in an alternate universe. It's bizarre.
Well, back to the video. What was on the video that the prosecution wanted to introduce?
So apparently it's the same video.
Which is weird because both cases had rested already. So
right. And so this is what's really bizarre, because I was trying to figure that out too. It was a busy day yesterday, and I was not usually, like the last few days I've been sitting and kind of like listening to all this as it goes down. But apparently it's the same video that they had showed in the court. But the one that they used in the court hearing was more grainy. It was not high definition. The prosecution yesterday offered a high definition version of it, which apparently no one, including the defense, knew existed. Now, I don't necessarily think it changes the outcome of what you're going to see on the video. But certainly when you are the prosecution and there's a discovery period, you have to turn over all the evidence that you have to the defense and vice versa. You can't introduce new pieces of evidence after everything has already wrapped. And so this, again, is just kind of the prosecution who has continued to make really odd choices. Again, forget the outcome of this case or who we think is right and who we think is wrong. The prosecution has done some really weird things that are outside of the norm. And the judge has had to correct them multiple times. And I know there's a lot of controversy about whether the judge has been overplaying his part in all of this, but he's had to correct them because they've been doing things that just aren't in line with the law. So it'll be interesting to see. He has that power now to declare a mistrial. The defense asking for one with prejudice, which means there would be no ability for another prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse. He'd basically be done. Or the mistrial that they asked for yesterday, which is just a straight mistrial because of the way the prosecution presented the evidence, which would mean if the prosecution wanted to, they could retry him if the judge went with a mistrial without prejudice. So a lot of interesting things to watch out for. Day 3 of jury deliberations that will happen again today. We have lots of updates for you today. One, more in the courts. We'll come back and tell you about the guy with the horns, the so-called QAnon shaman. He got the book thrown out his horns. We'll tell you what happened to him yesterday. The DJV show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Jen and Victoria Doug will be along momentarily. Jay Kirshner is here getting ready for the trending news. Before we get there, guys, talked about the Rittenhouse trial. There was also another person in court yesterday. Remember the guy with the horns? The fur?
Mm-hmm. The American.
He looked sort of like a WWE wrestler, let's be honest. He looked like somebody that you might see walking down the aisle to the ring. He was inside the Capitol on January 6th. He's been in jail, and it's pretty extraordinary. Again, not sticking up for the guy in horns. This is just a testament to our justice system. He's been in jail without the opportunity to wait for bail for 11 months. And the prosecutors in his case... was one count of obstruction. I think there was a trespassing charge. No one from this January 6th event has been charged with insurrection, by the way. But they sentenced this guy, the QAnon shaman known as Jacob Chansley, to 41 months in federal prison for his involvement in the Capitol riot. Now, that's one of the longest sentences handed down so far.
Is it because he was so visible? I mean, he was like the most memorable of anybody there.
He was like the face of January 6th.
And what's funny is that the prosecutors asked to make an example of him, and the judge was pretty favorable to the prosecutors and decided that he would. Usually, I mean, with an obstruction charge, you're looking at like a few months, probably time served since he's already been in jail for 11 months. But 41 months was the sentence.
They take that off, right?
I would imagine so.
I think so.
41 months is
so long. Yeah, I mean, that's... This is the guy who... It's like when people have their babies and they're like, oh, he's 41 months old. It's like, how old is your kid?
It's just a car. It's basically a car. If you're looking at 41 months, that's about a five-year deal to buy a car. So it's... I think it's incredibly long. Look, this is a guy that I don't have any use for. Mm-hmm. I think that he should face some punishment, but it's also just... It's a lot because all of these charges have, again, it becomes a media narrative that everybody's an insurrectionist and everybody. This guy stood inside the Capitol wearing a totally bad outfit. Like, his biggest crime should be from the fashion police because he's wearing the horns walking around. He looks like a nut. And so because I think so many people have seen him, the prosecution thinks, well, this is the guy we want to send away
visible.
for the longest amount of time. So... we'll see. 51-month sentence, I guess, is what they were looking for, and they ended up with 41 months, so almost the entirety, the maximum sentence. It's a DJV show, 20 minutes past the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. Dougie will be along momentarily. In the meantime, we do trending. Jay Kirshner's been monitoring all of our social media feeds, which you can follow at DJV show. And this one is big. I live in Los Angeles, and people have been going apoplectic, Jay, because the Staples Center, that's where the Lakers, the Clippers, the Los Angeles Kings, they play their games. They're changing their name, and they're going crypto.
Yeah, what are y'all doing in L.A., man?
The Lakers play the
Crypto.com Arena. It doesn't quite roll off the tip of the tongue.
No, and you know that there are going to be people who are going to be like, let's go to the Crypt for the Clippers game or something.
Yeah. As soon as the Clippers start losing, yeah, it's going to be the Crypt.
Can I file a complaint in our trending department? I'd like to just file one complaint, and that is I get that these sponsorships of arenas are like big business for people, right? It's great to be associated with sports teams. The sports teams love it. They make a lot of money. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that companies will pay to brand arenas. But it gets so intense. Like, the Staples Center's been very consistent. Like, it's been Staples for over 20 years. But, like, the Arrowhead Pond of Anaheim has been about 25. It's been the Honda Center. It's been, like, 50 million things. So, like, when I get an advertisement for a concert and it tells me where it is, I actually have to look it up because these arenas keep changing sponsorships so much. Yeah. I don't know where the heck I'm going. It is so frustrating from the consumer's point of view.
Yeah, it seemed like once upon a time, the whatever the arena was, that's what it was. And then all of a sudden, it's like you said, Jen, 20 years, 20 plus years. And now it's every 3 years or so. Staples Center, actually, they had a 20-year naming rights. And then they decided to do another deal where it was kind of like indefinite. And then AEG bought it back. So they were like, never mind. We don't want this to be indefinitely Staples Center. Let's get something else. Retail is out. Crypto is in.
Well, I was wondering, because crypto's become such a big thing, and we've even seen some athletes that want to take some of their contracts, like in cryptocurrency. It could be kind of genius, because they are going to do a lot of renovations, from what I hear, to what's now Staples, to make it crypto by Christmas, and then I think they're going to unveil the fresh renovations by summer of this next year. But what if they start taking Bitcoin or cryptocurrency if you want to go buy a hot dog and beer? What is that going to be part of the new infrastructure at Staples? And that might be kind of a cool way to get people using your product.
Yeah, how would they not? That would be really weird to be like, hey, we bought the naming rights. Now it's crypto.com arena, but we don't accept cryptocurrency.
That's so dumb,
though. You would think they would have to.
But see, this is where people get into a lot of trouble with crypto. They don't understand the subtle nuances between all of the different ones. Some are made for investing. Some are better for spending. Yeah. Some are horrible for spending. You go buy a hot dog at the crypto.com arena, and you could end up paying $25 for that hot dog. You
know, it's just about what it costs, though.
With inflation.
All right, so then it's 50. But you know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, it's just crazy because everyone now accepts crypto, and people are like, oh, great, I'll just pay with crypto. They have no idea how much money they're losing and how much they're actually spending on stuff. It's, you know, good for crypto because they're making money.
Doge is the one, because I know, Victor, you had some, I mean, admittedly, I know nothing about the NFTs, the crypto, but people use Dogecoin, right, to buy, like, stuff. Because I had someone at my job come in and go, here's a candle, I bought it with Dogecoin on Doge Day.
Yeah, I never had Dogecoin. That's the Elon Musk backed crypto. Yeah, I never had that. I had Ethereum, which is one of the better ones for, you know, for like non crazy investing. I'm not that into crypto. I'm not against it, but I just think that if you're going to get into it, really do your research, because so many people who have no clue what they're doing are like, oh yeah, I'll just buy some crypto. They have no clue what they're doing.
We should.
And you can end up losing a lot of money.
Jay, let's get this going on social media. We'll have a DJV currency, and you guys can buy if you want to invest. We have lots of fake money to sell you here at the DJV.
There you go.
Our whole show can become an NFT.
All right. Now, 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
There is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars have called on the world leaders and energy providers to significantly boost investment in clean energy in order for it and other electric cars to deliver on their true potential in terms of climate benefit. It came as heads of government and industry met at the UN COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow to discuss and announce revised plans for reduction in carbon emissions to fight climate change. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The jury is still deliberating into a second full day. The 12-member panel reviewing video evidence on Wednesday, but still not coming to a decision on the fate of the 18-year-old. Arizona Congressman Republican Paul Gosar is the first House member to be censured in over a decade. The Republican lawmaker recently posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexander Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Along with being censured, Gosar is being removed from all of his committee assignments. President Biden stopping in Michigan to talk up his newly signed infrastructure bill, and he got to test drive an electric Hummer at a GM electric vehicles plant in Detroit. He noted the infrastructure bill holds a lot of money for new electric vehicle charging stations. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening in Florida and demands accountability from the Biden administration. This is she just received a letter from the White House only this week.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths. What members of our family can sleep well at night, because we do not know what next will be caused by this terrible, terrible decision making going on. There is too much at stake in our nation. We must stand up and be accountable for what we do. Our children paid the price for people who are not accountable in this administration.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen will be along momentarily. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Phil McGinn. We're all together just waiting for the triumphant return of Doug Steffen. Now, let's talk about...
Return has come.
Oh, hey. Like the voice from all above.
Right. or behind one or the other.
Or below.
I don't want to get in the way of what you're... onto Jennifer, what do you have? What's the hot stuff?
All right, here we go. Representative Gosar yesterday was censured and stripped of some of his committee assignments over a video that he posted on social media. Is this what it's like to be you? So the House, where we're all shouting over you, the House voted to censure Representative Gosar and strip him of his committee assignments. He posted a video on Twitter that shows him attacking President Biden and killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It passed in the House 223-210. And this is an interesting one. We're talking about it off the air, and I'll start. I guess we just go around the floor. But look, I don't think this is the most serious thing that we have to worry about. I mean, we have far bigger problems than some piece of animation on Twitter that gets passed around. And I understand he didn't mean to say that he was, which is what he explained. He didn't mean to say he was killing AOC or Joe Biden. He meant to say that he was killing, like, the ideology that they bring to the table. But that being said, truly, I don't think he was making a threat of the lives of these people. But that being said, our leadership needs to do better. And just like I'd be having a fit if somebody in Congress, which they did, by the way, depicted images of President Trump getting killed, that as distasteful, this was distasteful too. And these are the people who are supposed to be in our leadership. And I think we have to do better. So, now it's unclear whether if he's going to be ineffective and he's censured and he's removed from his committee assignments, what does that do for him as he's facing re-election like everybody in the House is doing next year? So I don't know. I think we just have to start doing better.
Yeah, I mean, if he worked in any other job, right, and you're passing this around in the office, you would get fired. No questions asked. You get fired. You've implied a threat to a fellow colleague, so you're out. And so I know he's elected. Obviously, we can't get rid of him, but I think this was absolutely the right move, and I want to know who the 210 people are who supported him.
All
I mean, this is not...
Except for
this
Liz
is not,
and Adam Kinzinger.
I mean, but this was not a difficult decision.
But it's the same thing. Remember when Ilhan Omar came out and issued threats against her colleagues, and there was a vote to censure her, and Republicans went nuts because not one Democrat voted for it. It's the same thing. So whether it's Ilhan Omar or it's Paul Gosar, everybody is just lining up with their parties instead of thinking about what's right and wrong. It absolutely happens on both sides of the aisle. In fact, I don't even think that they held a censure vote on Ilhan Omar, to be honest. I think the Democrats refused to do that.
I don't remember that, and I don't know what she did, but she should have been equally punished the way this guy was. If it was anything like...
She did the same thing, basically. She did the same thing.
An animated video?
Yeah, it was what she said, basically.
It was distasteful.
It was about
James. Improper. There's a two-sided coin here, and there are rules for one side and not rules for the other side. It's not equal justice.
Well, everyone
for all.
But everyone does that. That's the problem.
Everybody does
problem.
It. It's got to stop. It
right.
needs to stop. Enough already. And then you get into what Marco Rubio blocked a couple of the ambassador nominees. And all I care about, the nominee for ambassador
for
to China, Rubio.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, because we haven't heard anything about him, and then now all of a sudden he's in the spotlight.
Lately he's been pretty loud. He gets involved with certain things, but no, I don't think he's up next year. I think he still has another couple of years in his term, because they're every 6 years in the Senate.
But it's all political. So even Ted Cruz, vote for Cruz, you lose, who stalled a lot of the State Department nominees, did not block these two, and I don't know that much about either one of them, frankly, but the point I'm making here isn't necessarily about the ambassador nominees themselves. It's the political, just because he's a Democrat or just because it's Biden, we're going to get in the way of it. Or just because he's a Republican and it's Rubio, the Democrats. It has to stop, or we're in a spiral down, down, down that will lead to I'm not exaggerating. This is so destructive, this stuff, and it even happens when we're having discussions here. It's one side. It's always my side is right and your side is wrong, and it cannot
continue. That's
what
we say we don't do here.
Well,
that's like literally our tagline.
But sometimes it does happen that way, and I just think that
We can all believe things, but when you stop listening, that's the problem. And so we can have...
Well, when you stop having common decency.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking off the air, Doug, before you rejoined us, that, you know, I brought up that Kathy Griffin lost her entire career with that photo shoot with Trump holding, like, the fake Trump head. to me, okay, and that was horribly distasteful. She's a private citizen, though. She's a public figure, but a private citizen, so people could cancel her if they wanted to. But if she was working as an elected official, I don't care whose head she was holding, she should have been gone. And so this guy, Gozer, should have been gone, too. And if Ilhan Omar was saying stuff about Jewish people, then she should have been gone. Like, no one seems to want to stand up.
Yeah.
I know, no one wants to seem to stand up anymore and say, no, like, what's right is just right. There is no left, it's left on the right or right on the right. It's just, no, there is a right and wrong to things. And it just, I don't understand why no one has the balls to stand up and just call out basic things that are wrong. I mean, this is not difficult, but yet we're so politically blind at this point.
Is it because of these political blinders that we have on that it takes this long? Biden's been president since January. Today is November 18th, and the Senate just voted yesterday to confirm the guy who's the head of the antitrust division at the Justice Department.
You have to remember, though, that the Senate is in charge of the Democrats are in charge of the Senate. It is not Republican delays.
I'm not saying anything about Democrat or Republican. I just want to know what in the system
truly,
more of the politics.
It's been a lot of slow walking things, I think, in the Senate because they've been trying to focus over the summer months on the infrastructure and the Build Back Better bill. But before that, and this was one of the criticisms of Biden early on, he didn't have very many nominees ready to go. He didn't have very many nominees. He had a lot of empty positions to fill. So that's why, just by nature, it's taken this long. And to your point about nominees, look, if these people are... When someone wins office, you know, right, there's winners, what do they always say? Your votes have consequences, and whoever wins, it's their prerogative to put in the people that they want around them. And that's true. And so when you try to, like, block people that the president appoints for no good reason, it looks very political. But there are some good reasons to block people. I don't know if you've heard about this woman that Biden's appointed to the office of comptroller of the currency. And her name is Sahla Omarova, and I think that's how I'm saying it. And she's somebody who is like an academic over at Cornell, and she's been releasing communist videos as of like last year talking about abolishing private sector banking. She said that all corporate charters should be conditioned on pledges to serve bureaucrats.
Where do these people come from? Why can't we get people who are normal
into these jobs? Right. She said she wants to bankrupt oil and gas companies. She said that would be welcome. And she puts these videos up on social media. They're on YouTube. You can find them right now. And she's been doing them all along. So when you have someone who's in control of the currency, which would be her job, it is worrisome, I think. And Republicans, if they push back on this, have every right to do it. Because do you want someone in charge of the currency who's asking to...
All right.
Prompt bankruptcy on oil and the banking sector?
This has to do with personalities and not politics. But Susan Rice's fingerprints are all over stuff like that. She's the one behind the scenes who's orchestrating a lot of this stuff. And she did with Obama the same thing. She was denigrated because not necessarily what she did, but how she did it. She's a very negative influence. And how... Somebody like that, I don't understand. I remember saying the same thing about a couple of Republicans who were just there, and they were there because they've been in the system and they've been part of ongoing administrations for years and years and years, and they're just there, so they give them a job. But she's about as negative as anybody you can find coming down the pike, and I continue to wonder what is being accomplished by making everything an issue and everything about politics. I think we all have to be looking in the mirror to try to figure out what it is that... I mean, I'm here in Kansas City for a couple of days at the National Farm Broadcasters Association meeting. And I was at a cocktail party last night. We were talking to people who were there. This is my first meeting. I haven't been here before. And there are a lot of farm broadcasters who carry the American Family Farmer program that I do. But they also carry the DJV program. And, you know, they didn't know I was going to be here. And I was like, oh, wow, look at this big guy. I'm not a big guy. I'm just a guy at his radio. But, you know, people knew who I was. So they came over to me and they were talking about some of the things that we talk about. A couple of station owners, a guy that owns 14 stations that carries us, a couple of the AM stations that he has, was, you know, talking about the very thing that we're talking about, only he's from an extraordinarily conservative area, and they don't have tolerance, and he's the first to admit it, they don't have any tolerance at all for discussions that don't involve the Republicans being the good guys and the Democrats being the bad guys. And it just, it's the heartland, it's the middle of the country. These are people, their own stations, let's see, he's owned stations in Wisconsin, in Iowa, and I think Minnesota. So, it never stops. And I just, for one, sometimes wonder when it started. Did it start with Clinton and the impeachment? Was that when all of this stuff headed south? I don't remember it being this bad until after that, frankly. And then you look at something like the New York Ethics Board rescinding approval for the Cuomo book deal. Now, is this, we at one point in time thought that the people who were after Cuomo were members of the Republican Party, but he's dug himself a hole. And so I didn't quite understand why he had to go, though.
It's pretty universal at this point.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, right. That's my point. If I'm making it well,
I don't know how the ethics board can take away a book deal. I don't know.
I don't either.
I'd have to look into it a little more. I understand the charge against him is that he used staffers to help write the books, which is not uncommon. Actually, most political offices have, staff workers and aides who, do everything from pick up dry cleaning to help write your book. That's not uncommon. It's not technically the right thing to do, but it's like sort of one of those gray areas of what, what are these staffers being paid for? So I understand that he's being accused of using, misusing staff workers. I just don't understand how an ethics board can take away a book deal. I don't know.
$5 million book deal.
Yeah. I don't
get
that.
It was a 12-1 vote by the Commissioner on Public Ethics. They want the money. It looks like they're trying to grab the money.
Maybe we should make it that people can't write books or memoirs until after they get out of office. Because I think it's a huge conflict of interest for people to be sitting writing memoirs while they're still holding public office.
Absolutely.
How dumb is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's opportunistic. I don't know, but it may be smart.
Yeah, it may be smart. Staff, but that we let it happen.
But in this case, right. 48 past the hour on the Thursday DJV program. Excuse me.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home in your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, Tech Talk time now on the DJV program. Victoria, Keelan, and Doug. With an occasional little insight from Jay, too. She's welcome. The folks at Apple are offering self-repair service. Huh?
Yeah.
Is that a hammer?
Yeah, right.
Screwdriver and a hammer.
Right. I mean, this is something that a lot of Apple users have been requesting for a long time. And so what Apple finally agreed to is they're launching a new program to allow consumers to make their own repairs to their iPhone, to some iPhone models. And so, as we know, the Federal Trade Commission has warned companies back in July that it would step up enforcement of unlawful restrictions that manufacturers impose on product repairs. This is what one of the things that President Biden has done that I think is wonderful across many industries is the right to repair. And whether it's a tractor and you now have the right to repair your own tractor or it's your own iPhone, I think this is something that was so necessary and so overdue. And so this is the result of it now. Here we are a couple months later and Apple finally says, okay, here's our new policy. If you have an iPhone 12 or a 13, those are the two newest ones, then we'll send you parts if you need to replace the screen, if you need to replace something else. The minor kind of, you know, surface stuff you can now fix on your own. Now, the screen replacements are one thing that people find that's so ridiculously expensive. It's like it can be $100 or more to replace your screen, and that's just stupid. So if they can send you the new little piece of glass and you can do it on your own, you can save a lot of money. And so the FTC released a report in May that found that there was just very little evidence to support manufacturers' justifications for the repair restrictions, meaning basically you're Apple, you make your own products, you've got a monopoly on who can fix your own products, and that's not cool with this administration. So the commission in July actually voted unanimously to approve of this new policy in favor of the right to repair. And so they said that these types of restrictions significantly raise costs for consumers, stifles innovation, closes off business opportunities for independent repair shops, which is true, and it creates unnecessary electronic waste. Also true. So I'm very happy with this. I don't necessarily look forward to fixing my own iPhone, and I probably won't do that. If I need it, I'm going back to the Genius Bar. But still, it's nice to have that ability. So it's just, I'm happy that we're pushing these companies in the right direction.
Well, I think to add to your point of tractors and things, the technology that's required, farmers want to fix their own tractors, and the likes of John Deere have made it almost impossible to be able to do that. So, yeah, I mean, there are things to celebrate here on both sides, and Biden's people are in the right place when it comes to breaking up the monopolies and when it comes to things like this. These big, huge companies have just gotten out of control, mm-hmm. and it's time we stomp on them a little bit, I think. All right, coming up, heated seats to buy or not to buy after this.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on the nation's healthcare professionals and hospital staff. New data finds 3 in 10 healthcare workers considered leaving the profession, and almost 600,000 did in September, citing burnout and abuse from patients and families, along with concerns of understaffing. President and CEO of the American Hospital Association, Rick Pollack.
Our workforce is our most precious resource, but they are tired and frustrated. There are shortages of nurses, techs, and other health professionals. They are tired of fighting bureaucratic hurdles imposed by commercial insurance companies, diverting them from patient care to paperwork. This is a national emergency which demands immediate attention from policymakers at every level of government.
Healthcare advocates are asking Congress and the administration to include key workforce provisions in the social spending legislative package being considered now under reconciliation, as well as distributing COVID-19 emergency relief funds as quickly as possible. To learn more, visit aha.org.
Okay, chalk up one more fatality for the Chinese chips. Those of you who are ordering new Chevy trucks, and you want heated seats? Forget about it. Right,
yeah.
Victoria?
Yep, this is the latest victim of the chip shortage is the heated seat. And so if you're looking for any GM model of 2022, you are not going, you might need warmer sweatpants because you're not going to get heated seats. This is something that has, as we know, the ongoing chip shortage has prevented different things like, in certain cases, people are buying new cars and the radios don't work. The lift gate button doesn't work, which, you made fun of me for saying I could never live without my automatic lift gate.
Right. Yeah.
But, I can't live without heated seats either. I live in New Jersey.
Oh,
it gets cold here
on.
In the winter. Oh, you
what
use
you
yours all the time,
your
too.
Your father. Yeah, I do. But
my father has heated
do?
Seats, too. He has heated
but he
seats,
didn't,
too.
When you were a kid, you didn't always have heated seats. I remember back when I was a kid, we had a 1954 Chevrolet Bel Air that didn't even
we
have
heat. We had to push it both, uphill both ways to school. Yep.
Right. How'd you know?
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.